There'll be women the length and breadth of the land who'll be looking back to being 13 or 14 years of age, and they'll be thinking of David Cassidy. Let me speak to the man who has him in his jukebox, Jerry Lang. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
He was absolutely, back in my sister's day, the man for the front of the magazine, the young man for the bedroom wall, and he's a heck of a good singer and good actor.
He certainly was, and in fact, acting is actually where he started, way back in 69 on Broadway. And some people, I don't know whether they remember him, he actually appeared in TV series like Ironside and Bonanza in the early days as well. But I think the big break for him came whenever he got the role of Keith Partridge in The Partridge Family. And that was really the, sort of like the springboard for his success. And in fact, his mother, played in The Partridge Family by Shirley Jones, was actually his real stepmother. And but the producers didn't think that he could sing. They just wanted his good looks, as you sort of alluded to, with the posters on the walls and things like that. But he eventually convinced the producers that he was actually able to sing.
And sing he could. And that angelic face, it was probably a toss-up at the time between him and Donny Osmond as to who was the most popular person.
It was, definitely. I mean, he became the ultimate pin-up for a lot of girls in those days. And the first big hit, I Think I Love You, is still one of the classic pop songs, you know, whether you like Sugar Pop or whatever, you know. But they did 10 albums, and he produced 5 solo albums just during that series. But he had sort of like a few different eras to his career. He had the 70s with sell-out tours. I mean, he sold out Wembley Stadium. There were calls to have him deported from Australia because of the hysteria. And then there was a tragedy at the White City Stadium in the 70s. Nearly 800 people were injured in a crush at the front of the stage, which the kind of thing you don't really see these days, you know.
And sadly, later in life, he had his demons, and he coped with alcoholism, and he had addictions. And in the end, it began to take its toll on his health.
He did. He continued to have success in the 80s, of course. And George Michael cited David Cassidy as being a major influence on his career. And he went back to Broadway in the 80s, and in the 90s he was on VH1, and he was on Vegas. He had great success in Vegas during the 90s, but you're right about the problems. I mean, he was married 3 times. He filed for bankruptcy in 2015. He did admit publicly that he had, you know, quite an alcohol problem, and was arrested several times, you know, for drink driving. But he went into rehabilitation, even though he was on probation and things like that. And, of course, he did announce around about a year or so ago that he had non-Alzheimer's dementia, which, you know, and he retired from performing earlier on this year. But, he did have sort of like quite a mixed career.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our thoughts with the fans and across the water, the family of a man who, I suppose, played a part in all our childhoods when we are of a certain age. David Cassidy, whose death has been announced.